Of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3077. Baruch Hashem, the fourth day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Now, this is a pretty pointed letter, and the Rebbe is, I'm not sure, again, we don't see what he wrote to the Rebbe. The Rebbe responding to his letter dated the 23rd day of Bar Cheshvan, but apparently he was kind of taken aback by the Rebbe's position. So the Rebbe says, well, you confirm receiving my letter, and then immediately you write that it made upon you a Roshem Madhim. This context means an appalling or impression. It left him with a Roshem Madhim, an appalling impression. I think that's the word. Madhim can be used in different ways. But let's see. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised about this matter. Since you know, for sure, the saying of our sages, that people's minds are not the same. People think differently. Ein deyoseim shavus. We have different ideas. And the Rebbe says, I did not write in my letters decisions. In other words, has to be in a certain way. I just suggested, possibly, and I just asked in order to find out your position. So the Rebbe says, and even if you explained your first letter that your position should have been clear, so the Rebbe says, if I wanted to show you a different position in a refined way, in an edel and eifen, so I would not have to write that what I intended, what it needs to be, so and so. And apparently the Rebbe writes to him in that language, but I would have written about both ways and to show why I worry about the second way versus the first way. The Rebbe said I would have written it differently. The Rebbe said I didn't say it's a... But the Rebbe says, certainly, I don't understand what is there to be appalled by it. I guess the word appalled. I'm not exactly sure how the letters, how they interacted, what exactly he said. But the Rebbe says, mainly, I want to tell you my position, the Rebbe says. When one finds himself in the Holy Land in nowadays, the condition over there is known, it's very clear that every second, every instant, there is an opportunity to save many souls of the Jewish people spiritually. And therefore, also as associated and connects to their life in this world, as the saying of our sages of blessed memory. So therefore, it is the obligation to be involved in this, each and every Jewish person. But it must be more felt by those who are charedim lidvar Hashem, those who are careful and worry to do the words of Hashem in their daily lives. So basically, there is such a desperate situation, there is such a opportunity that we have to save many Jewish people, spiritually and also physically. Each one is obligated, especially the Rebbe said, Chassidim, especially Tamimim, those who learned in the Lubavitcher Yeshivas. They heard many times about the concept of loving thy fellow, loving a Jew, Avas Yisrael, and how this is something which is a major principle in the Torah, as Rabbi Akiva said, loving thy fellow is a klal gadol b'Torah, haftal recha kamecha. And the Alter Rebbe further explains that love, if you love a fellow Jew, that's the vehicle to loving God, your God, which is the foundation and the basis of all the Torah, to love Hashem. So it turns out that this is all about loving other yet helping them, and loving Hashem by extension. And therefore, each and every one must take an active role in this. Even those who are outside of Eretz Yisrael, those who are in the diaspora, in Chutz Laretz, but how much more so those who are in the palace called Israel, the Palterin, Shel Melech Malcham Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the palace of the King of Kings, Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. So they have even a greater responsibility and a greater obligation to go ahead and do something about saving Jews and Judaism. The Rebbe says it's understood, just like in every aspect, there is two types of work, of ways to do the work. There is a work that you work that the goal will only come after time, and after work, time. Some work you can see immediate results. Sometimes it takes time, you have to invest, and the fruits of your labor will only come in some time from now. And sometimes the other way is that you can immediately see the results. And the Rebbe said there's also another category. There is a work that you people call, they are small things. Or if you use the language of the Mamlitzim, those who speak, you know, fancy, they call them Inyonim Afurim. A gray area. Or you can do work which Minetzuras U'Gedoilos, those are big and huge, big things. So it's self-understood that those kinds of work which appear to be great and promising or prestigious kinds of work, everybody has more desire. Everybody wants to do that kind of work. But the regular day-to-day work, which is called in the their small, the little unimportant, you know, matters. For that, you require, you know, accepting the yoke to go ahead and do the necessary day-to-day the work. And even when you do it, so maybe, perhaps, if you will, you'll do it with the energy required, as seen vividly. Basically, the Rebbe says, you know, there is the... sometimes people want to see the results right away, and people want to work in very big things. So, the Rebbe says, what is the situation as it pertains to you? So, the Rebbe says, to my distress, I didn't hear much about doing the day-to-day work. The Rebbe says the qualified people for this work are actually very few. And therefore, nobody has the right to exempt themselves from it, especially those who merited to the light of the teaching of Hasidus, its directive and its customs. And that's why I wrote in my previous letter, I said earlier, at least I hinted to it, about my view and my response in general, and as far as activities in the Orchard of Chabad in particular. So I guess the Rebbe told him that he shouldn't leave Chabad, he should work in Chabad, and that he should utilize his strength. And the Rebbe is explaining now to him how it is important for everybody to do the work. And sometimes for some work it doesn't look like it's earth-shattering and there's not that many buyers, but the Rebbe says you're capable and you should be involved. So the Rebbe says your excuse that you're saying that you're not a people's person, you're not... So the Rebbe says, but in the meantime, there are many tens of youths from the left, the youth of the left, and those who you can bring them close to Yiddishkeit in general, especially to Hasidus, you don't do that. So what is the benefit of all the excuses? So you have reasons. What is the benefit? And the Rebbe says, it's very well known, even if you're going to say you're absolutely not at fault, it's called an oynes gomer, it's totally not your fault, but and a person who is not at fault, the Torah exempts him, Rachmona Patrei. Hashem is exempt. But yet, Kimanda Ovid Le'amrin, it's still not considered like you did it. If there's something that you can't do, and you're not doing it because you can't do it, it's still not considered to be like it's done. So you have to actually do it. At least, the Rebbe says, the one who has to receive your act, it's worthless. What is he going to get from excuses? The person who is waiting for you to influence them, but you have good reasons, the other one doesn't benefit from all the excuses. So the Rebbe says, certainly I'm not intending over here to diminish in the matter. I guess he was writing to the Rebbe that he's busy or he wants to do something else. The Rebbe says, I'm not diminishing. That's very important. But the Rebbe says, like I said before, here there is an idea that your act and the benefits will be seen after all, after a while. I mean, maybe the other thing was something more prestigious. Maybe there was an immediate return. Maybe that's what he wanted to get involved with. And the Rebbe says it may take longer, but that's the most important. So I think actually the other thing that he was involved in was not immediate. The results were not immediate. But in the meantime, the Rebbe says, it's necessary. You have to work in your community, in the day-to-day things, even if they seem to be gray areas or minimal, small things. As explained in the mitzvah of tzedakah, physically, each and every one is obligated. Same thing is also spiritual tzedakah. There's nobody exempt from giving tzedakah. But spiritual tzedakah, the Rebbe says the same thing. There is no such a thing as a Jewish person that can't do something about it and give spiritual tzedakah to another one. And also, right there and presently. So, the Rebbe says, it's understood, don't mean to give you rebuke, I don't want to give mussar, I'm going to give speeches, the Rebbe says, but I'm leaning on the saying of our sages, of our holy leaders. They said, Anan, Polo, the Imama Anan, we are day workers. Day workers literally means day workers. Some people work in the daytime, some work in the nighttime. But in this context, it means we are day workers. We are there to bring in daylight into the world. We bring light into the world. It's our responsibility to make light, to illuminate. So therefore, it is my obligation, minimally, to tell you my view. And I hope that you will choose that which is good. And that is that you will take an active participation in the matters that their fruits will be seen in the very soon, and not to be satisfied that you're getting ready for some great active things. And the Rebbe says, so while he was preparing for, I don't know, big things, maybe he used that as an excuse why he can't get involved in the small things. But the Rebbe says, I want to emphasize again that while you're involved in very big things, in my view, that does not exempt you from the work of the above. And the Rebbe says, we know the ruling of our sages. One should not sit and weigh the mitzvahs of the Torah. This is a light one amongst light ones. This is a serious one. So even when the Torah says that this is a light one, a light amongst the light, and this is a serious one amongst the serious, you shouldn't weigh. You should not go ahead. You should just accept and do the mitzvah that you have to do. But especially when, whether it's big or not, is based on the people's estimation. They decided that this is a big thing and this is a small thing. So apparently, while the Rebbe was asking him to get involved in the day-to-day activities, he probably responded to the Rebbe that he was involved in some big projects, and therefore he doesn't have time for this little stuff. You know, he's huge, huge. And the Rebbe is saying, well, I'm not diminishing the big things that you're doing, but you still gotta do the little things as well. And the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that notwithstanding that after already what I told you, that it's extra again to tell you, I'm not at all have in mind, I don't want to depress your spirit, or again, the Rebbe uses the word lehadhimoi, madhim, like before. How did we translate?
Amazed?
No. No, we had the negative connotation.
Of appalling.
Appalling.
Or shock you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or even to weaken your energy in a matter that it seems in your eyes so important. Because I'm not here to take away from your enthusiasm about your doing. All what I am here is to help in building, and especially to encourage you about your responsibility for your surrounding, to spread the luminary of Torah, the teaching of Chassidus, its directive and its custom. And nothing can stay in the way of your will. The Rebbe thanks him for sending him the article which is printed about the Rebbe's father. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above. So again, it's a little cryptic because we don't see the whole letter of the Rebbe. But again, like we see towards the end, the Rebbe looks like in the previous letter, this told him that he should be involved in Chabad. He thought that he is exempt because he's involved in big projects. And the Rebbe told him that the immediate needs should also be involved, not to take away from the others. And the Rebbe encourages him to go ahead and do the day-to-day work to bring people closer to Hashem.